Special new episode, everyone. We'd like to introduce our brand new host, Vinny.
Congratulations, Vinny.
Vinny, everyone.
Look at you. Vinny, I have a question to introduce you to the audience. What is something that you like about Lego or about anything, about the world, about world events?
Well, you know, I'm just a regular guy. You throw a stick, maybe I bring it back. Maybe I bring back an iPhone that fell off a truck.
Nice.
That's cool.
Thank you, Vinny.
Awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun.
For those who don't know, Vinny is a replacement for our ex-host. We don't really want to say his name, I don't think, at least. How about you, Ezra? You're cool with that?
I'm cool with that. I don't think Liam should... I don't think Liam's a part of the podcast anymore. Left under bad terms.
Yeah.
So
it's a whole other can of worms.
Vinny, how do you feel about the ex-host?
He tried to go to a yoga class, and on the first pose, his ball sack split in half.
That's great.
Whoa.
Hey, guys, it's me. Timmy, I thought I was supposed to be the new host.
Are you in the right room?
No.
I was told I could join Bricked Up if I did that thing for Ezra that I don't want to tell anyone about.
That's when I thought you weren't in a wheelchair.
Well, you told me Will could reset my heart monitor in case it goes out during the episode.
Will's actually in the next room. This is Vinny and Mike.
Who's Mike?
Mike, say hi, Mike.
Hello.
Here we go.
I just heard Will a second ago.
No, that wasn't Will. That was me doing an impression of Will.
Hey, guys, Mike. What's going on in here? It's me. Andy Richter.
Andy Richter.
Oh, you thought it was Liam. No, I'm using a voice changer to sound like Liam. It's me, Andy Richter.
Andy Richter. Andy Richter is actually, hey guys, it's me, Mike. Unfortunately, Andy Richter was really upset at those Bricked Up boys, because in the last episode, one of them said that Andy Richter liked to flip people off in the funny way, but he was thinking of Jimmy Fallon's little twink brother.
Yeah.
The other co-host.
That's my fault.
Ezra? Whoa, what are you doing here?
Yeah, sorry. I just came in to say quickly, there's so much confusion about who the hosts of Bricked Up are now after this period of time of loss, of impending doom, on the world and everything. So I just want to say I am the host of Bricked Up. Mike is the host of Bricked Up. And finally, who made the cut? Liam. Liam made the cut. Okay. So everybody else, you can leave. Aww. Everybody else, you can leave.
Actually, it's me, Homer. No.
It's going to be me, Mike, and Liam for this
Homer,
episode.
We're not welcome here. We're not welcome here, Homer. He has to...
I don't want to leave. I paid fucking $300 with a plane ticket.
Bang. Gunshot. Gunshot sound effect. All right, guys. That wasn't...
They killed SpongeBob.
I'm
you
sick.
You killed my lover. It's me, Squidward.
Bang. Gunshot sound effect. Guys, that's not the real Will. He's going... His real name is Mike.
Peter.
His real name is Mike.
You gotta fill my dog bowl up again. Peter, can you fill up my dog bowl before we start Bricked Up? Yeah. But the guy who wrote me almost died in 9/11. Can you believe that?
Gunshots out of it. Okay, so let's start this Bricked Up episode. Hi, I'm Ezra. Welcome to Bricked Up.
Hi, I'm Will.
Mike.
Not Mike. You're not Mike. To be confused
You're
with Mike.
Mike. You're Mike.
I'm not Mike.
You are Mike.
The other one was Mike.
No,
Mike I'm not
is
Mike.
You. Mike is you. I kicked out Will. You're Mike. Hi, I'm Ezra. Welcome to Bricked Up.
Mike was an imposter.
No,
I'm Will.
No, you're not Will. You're Mike now. I kicked out Will. Will is not part of the podcast anymore. It's me, Liam, and Mike.
Well, he's in the lobby with a gun, so you might want to go fix that.
Okay, well, you're talking to me right now, Mike. 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 Hi, I'm Ezra. Welcome to Bricked Up.
I don't want to do this for the whole episode, man.
You have to.
I can't.
No, we're doing the podcast normally now. You just pretend you're Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
No, not another one.
Why'd it have to be snakes?
Get the fuck out of here, Indiana Jones. Okay, hi, I'm Ezra. Welcome to Bricked Up. This is the final time I'm saying that. Next is Liam. You say hi. You start.
Hello.
And Mike, go.
Oh my god.
Mike, say it.
I'm Mike and I'm Bricked Up. Can I go back now?
No, you're Mike now.
I'm not that committed to this bit.
It's been some time since our last recording session.
Long time without Will, my friend, because he got replaced with Mike and we won't see Will again.
So, Mike, jump into the Lego news. What are you missing in the Lego world, Mike?
Oh, watch out, Paul Walker. Oh, watch out, Paul!
It's been a long day.
No, you can't sing that because we'll get copyright struck like last time.
That's copyrighted, you fucking piece of shit.
See,
it's been a long week.
I fucked guys like you in the can, Will.
No, Mike. This is why
I'm not doing Mike the whole time.
We don't ask you to fuck Mike.
Mike Wazowski.
Hey, how many kids you got in there?
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah!
Okay, Liam, you have to stop with the impressions.
You told me not to fall asleep. This is the only way I could stay awake.
Okay. Will, what's the Lego news? I'm done with the mic thing.
Oh my god.
What's the Lego news? We're moving on.
Okay. After the most confusing cold open we've ever done.
I hope you do like some like cuts where those like beep and then it like keeps on going and going and going. So we trim this part down in post, editor.
But no, make it longer and put the theme song to every every TV show or movie
in full.
And then go in and add more characters using voice clips.
Back to the news.
Oh my god. Hi, I'm Will and I'm Bricked Up.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, it's been a while since we've last done a Bricked Up, so I figured let's just jump into it.
Yeah.
In terms of sets, let's start with the set news. They revealed the museum set that we talked about before. Have you guys seen this? Do you know about this? Hear about this? You know about this? You hear about this?
I've seen and heard about this, and it looks pretty good. I like this modular building.
It looks cute.
It does look cute. What's your problem?
What?
It's just a little, as the kids say, mad.
Nothing.
Shit ain't busting.
Nothing, in my opinion, will beat the movie theater and the mall in terms of modular buildings.
Mall? What mall?
There was a mall.
There was never a mall.
There was a mall modular building.
My favorite is the boutique hotel.
My favorite modular, I don't know. I'd say it's probably like, I can't think of a joke there. I was going to make a joke. I don't know any of the modulars, but I couldn't think of one in time.
Just come up with, just be yourself. Just what do you like?
You don't have to be funny all the time. It's okay for a joke to miss.
Will.
Okay.
I just want to preface with, Will, put in a clip of the failed stand-up that you did that will never be seen. But here's a clip of that.
No.
You can talk, you can talk, you can talk your brain now, motherfucker! He's not a
Oh my god.
This is why honesty is important, because this can be avoided if you be you, Will. So you be you for the rest of this episode, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't put that in. Let me explain that.
We're gonna put that in, but we're gonna ask the audience. Don't make fun of him. Don't spread this anywhere. This is for our little community. Don't do anything bad with him. Do not put it on TikTok. Do not make funny edits of him.
Here's a clip.
Here's another clip. Ooh. Here's the full thing. Here's the full set.
What?
You guys weren't supposed to hear about that.
In my opinion, you will never do a museum justice, because this is the biggest modular they've done, and it still looks too small. If you guys have ever been to a museum, they're massive, grand buildings. And this one looks puny, even though it's the biggest one they've ever
done. I did have thought of that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a small for a modular.
It looks small for modular just because, you know, a museum's supposed to look... Because
a museum to scale, yeah.
But
why the fuck are you explaining a museum to people?
Huh?
What?
We know what a museum is.
Me?
You said if you've ever been to a museum, there are big buildings.
Yeah,
of
they
course
are.
I've been to a museum. I'm not stupid.
Not everyone's been to a museum. Some people are homeless.
Are you insinuating I'm stupid?
Museums aren't like not. I can't imagine museums are that popular of a thing for like everyone in the world to have been to.
What about the people who live in the small villages in Africa that get their water from Mr. Beast, huh?
Well,
they probably have never been to a museum.
They 100% have their own museums in the small villages. 100%.
If you go around,
there's still societies.
Go out in the streets and be like, "Hey, have you been to the ROM?" Not 100% of people will say yes.
I know, but like 98.
I've been to the ROM.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about if you've been to a museum. I'm saying, do you know what a museum is?
There are babies in the world. There are people who don't speak English.
I didn't explain what a museum was. I didn't say what a museum is. Museums.
You said museums are big buildings.
Yeah, but there are small museums. I'm just saying. There are small museums. So not all museums. I'm saying most museums
so you're correcting,
are really
you're
big
correcting
and grand.
What you said. You're correcting what you said before.
No, I'm saying this Lego modular is trying to be like a grand, big museum. It's the largest modular yet. It's got the most pieces, most expensive, but it looks puny because you can't do it justice.
No, it's not puny. It's made of Lego.
I'm saying, look what they're going for. They're going for the Royal Ontario Museum shit, like an old style.
They're not.
I don't think they're going for the Royal Ontario Museum.
Not exactly, but I mean that style of like old, big, grand building. Really pretty building.
They should make a Lego Ontario theme, and they can put stuff like Drake.
Yeah, like Drake.
They can make like a UCS homeless man. One time I was in Toronto and a homeless man his nuts were hanging out. He was asleep, but his pants were like down to his ankles and you could just see his full testicles, and I remember it vividly, and I feel like they should turn that exact memory of mine into a Lego set.
I'm not going to pick up this museum set. I've never picked up a modular. I'm not picking up the museum. I would pick up the Lego mall, which I have a photo of.
Ezra, I think you're pretty strong, but I don't think you're strong enough to pick up a museum.
Hey, thank you.
The fact that I made that joke like two episodes ago, like get out. This is why we replace you with Vinny. Hey, I made that joke.
We love some Jordan Peele up in here, so I'm appreciative of you saying get out.
Hey, nope. Anybody?
the movie.
Let us continue.
Yeah, what's the next piece of news, Will? Us Jordan Peele fans. The Jordan. Welcome back to the Jordan Peele pod, where we talk about all things Jordan Peele.
Welcome to episode 21, Jump Street, of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Jordan Peele fans.
Uh-huh. Jordan Peele was not 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Totally.
In the black version of the movie.
Oh yeah.
Which is called
21 Jump Street Black Edition.
What? Yeah. Black.
The black cut.
Yeah, it's like the Snyder cut.
It's like
it's 4 hours of 21 Jump Street, but everybody's black.
Not even the Peele cut, just the Peele cut. The Peele cut is what you do to an orange.
And what you do to small Jewish children.
Oh my God.
Peel and cut. Or Americans.
All right.
They do that too.
Yep.
The next set is Jurassic Park.
What is this Jurassic Park set?
I just wrote down Jurassic Park set. So I don't actually remember what if I remember correct.
I
I'm looking
it's
at
the egg. Is it egg?
I it's think a T-Rex it's like
skull. Oh.
It was like a T-Rex. Yeah, I was gonna say it's a T-Rex skull, and I thought it was like a dirt footprint of a dinosaur.
Jurassic Park sets fucking suck. Can I just say that?
I don't like them. I don't care.
Are we in agreement?
Liam's not.
No.
What do you mean?
I built two this week.
Ew.
Excuse me?
Why?
Because I like the movie.
Me too, but I don't. You don't see me building them every 2 a week. Like I'm not addicted.
I didn't.
Here's a little fun fact about Jurassic Park. Can I say a little story time? This is a good story.
And what if I say no? What if I say no?
What if we both say no?
I'm gonna continue anyway. You're gonna like this. You're gonna like this. It's a classic kind of Ezra thing to do. So, me and my girlfriend, we go to Yorkdale Mall, and we go to the new Lego store that they built in the Yorkdale Mall.
Do you want me to censor Yorkdale Mall?
Why? You said ROM.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but you said you and your girlfriend go there.
Yeah, we...
Like, as in often.
We don't go there often, but we go there... We go to the Yorkdale Mall.
What days do you go there?
I would say we go there, like, Saturday.
What time?
Saturdays around 4 or 5, if you want to catch us.
Okay, and what do you usually wear?
My girlfriend usually wears clothing, jeans, leggings, hoodies, sweaters, t-shirts.
Ezra's usually naked.
I'm usually butt-ass naked, running around the mall, greased up, slip and sliding through people's legs. Everybody loves me.
Can't catch me!
It's the greased up deaf guy.
Yeah. But I go to the new Lego store and I see the gift with purchase set that we talked about, the Steamboat Willie. And I'm like, oh my god, I want to get this. How do I get this? So I go up to the guy, one of the guys working. He's a bigger guy. He's a heftier guy. He has kind of a full beard. He's a little hefty.
They're allowed to work.
Yeah, like he looks like a nice guy. He looks like he's knowledgeable. So I go up to him and I say, so how do I get the gift with purchase Steamboat Willie set? He says, it's $120 purchase minimum. I go, oh, fuck, fine. What else, sir? He then goes, it's any Disney-related set. So we got Marvel, Star Wars, Disney, Jurassic Park, Avatar.
Jurassic
and
Park.
And I actually go. I don't just nod along. I go, Jurassic Park's not Disney. And he goes, yes, it is Disney. It's Lucasfilm. And I go, no, it's not. That's Amblin. It's Steven Spielberg's company. It's not. He goes, oh, I meant Indiana Jones. I think to myself, this fucking fat idiot can't even give me proper... this fat idiot can't even tell me what sets I can buy for this Steamboat Willie. So, after that, I go grab a Star Wars set. I go to the Ahsoka ship. That's $100 in Canada. And I go to the Haunted Mansion set, which is like $30 on sale now. And I was all ready and happy. And this manager comes up to me. And she goes, are you buying Lego today? She's also a bit heftier. Really annoying. I got really annoyed by that. And I go, I guess so. Yeah, I'm going to get the Steamboat Willie gift with purchase, so I need to buy some Lego today. He goes, yeah, it's $140 or more. And I go, $140? This guy over here said $120. She goes, nope, it's $140. He must have been wrong. And I go, I'm not buying. That's too much money. She goes, it's Lego. It's Lego. More Lego for you. And I go, fuck off. And I don't even buy anything.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, she goes, it's more Lego for you.
What a bitch.
What a bitch. So that's my Lego story. I didn't even buy any Lego that day because I was so pissed off at these fat idiots.
You know the worst part? Now people hypothetically could go to the Lego store in Yorkdale, and there's who knows? There's a chance that they could run into these people.
He looked like he was Filipino. So if you go there...
Ezra, at what point does this become like doxing?
Not doxing.
An innocent Lego?
He's not innocent. He's stupid. He gave me misinformation.
He's not innocent.
He's not innocent. First off, he gave me misinformation. He lied to me. He lied.
So wait, is Indiana Jones Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
But this guy thought it was Jurassic Park. What a dope.
No, I meant Indiana Jones. Oh, silly me. Oh,
yeah,
no.
He literally did that.
No.
You know that guy was like seething. Like he thinks he fucking knows shit. And you just come along and say no.
Yeah, I put a stop to his trail of lying.
Yeah.
How many other customers do you think asked him the same question?
How many people do you think asked him the same question and he gave his answer before, including Jurassic Park, only to not be corrected?
Yeah. Imagine Liam. Liam doesn't know everything. Liam's not perfect.
Nobody does.
I know a lot of things.
You know a lot of things, but you don't know everything. And you hear this misinformation.
I know almost everything.
You know almost everything, but not absolutely everything.
Pretty close.
You're pretty close. But imagine Liam goes and he goes, oh, okay, so it's $120. And he said Jurassic Park. So, oh, I'm going to get these Jurassic Park sets that I'm so excited about and I can get the Steamboat Willie. You go to the checkout. They charge your card and everything. You don't look in the bag because you just assume, because, you know, you just assume that you weren't lied to. And then you come home. You come all the way home and you open the bag and no Steamboat Willie is in sight because this guy lied to you. How? I saved people.
That's true. That is, you know what? You're kind of right.
That's really true.
In my head, I'm visualizing Boogie 2988.
I was thinking someone similar. Yeah.
He wasn't that fat. He was heftier. He was bigger. He's not as large as, like, Will,
mm-hmm.
but he's not as big. He's smaller than Will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just a little scale.
The worst experience I've had in a Lego store is one time one of the employees asked if we needed help or anything. And she was so pretty, I had to leave.
You got, why'd you have to leave?
Because he was like blushing and like, and he was shaking and doing his little jittery dance. He's like, ooh, and his eyes turned into big hearts.
I was angry and jealous.
All I have are negative experience. Oh, no. Okay, I'll tell two more Lego store stories. So I go to Lego store again in Yorkdale before the renovation. And I was looking at the Lego Andor set. It was on sale that day. And I was like, oh, I really like Andor. This is when Andor was still coming out. I was like, oh, I really like Andor. I'm going to pick up the set. And then the guy comes up to me and he goes, oh, are you picking up the Andor set? We talked for like 5 minutes about Andor. He's not an idiot like the stupid fat ogre. He knows his stuff. And then.
You call him Filipino Shrek, right?
I don't know if he's Filipino or not. He looked Filipino to me. He could not be Filipino. And if he's not Filipino, that's fine. If he is Filipino, that's fine. Don't harass this guy. I think his name was like Kevin or something. He works.
It says on the receipt. Oh, you didn't buy it?
I didn't buy it. No, I didn't buy it.
Normally it says their name on the receipt.
No, but I went. Oh. I had such a positive.
Damn it. Then we could have fully revealed this guy's info. Like, we could have really called him out.
No, but then I talked to the Andor guy, and he checks me out later. Not checks me out, like, up and down. Like, he checks me out with my purchases.
Oh.
Led
me on. I thought this story was going to get, like, X-rated.
And he gave me the most positive Lego store experience ever. And then I go to the Markham location. I go opening day for the Ahsoka sets. And this fat oaf. I ask her, do you have the Back to the Future set? I would like to get that set. She goes, let me check this in a second. She runs to the back. 2 seconds later, she comes out. No, we don't have it. Bitch didn't check. I bet you they had it in the stock. I bet you. I'm going to check right now, actually. It was over 3 months ago, but I'm going to check right now. They have it in stock.
Will's going to tell a fun Lego store experience. Well, Ezra does that. It's not actually a Lego store experience, but it is a Lego / store experience. It kind of falls into news also. I recently got to hang out with these boys, as well as Liam's boyfriend. My girlfriend was not there, but we did hang out, and it was fun because we don't see each other as often as I think we'd like to. Went to the mall, looked at some Lego, talked about that shit, and Will got two sets.
It's fucking there. You can buy it right now.
It was 3 months ago. She checked. Okay. Of course she checked. You think the people at the Lego store don't love their jobs? Fucking course they do. She goes there, she checks if there's bag and she comes out. Everyone likes food. So what? That's her crime.
I'm not saying that you can't eat.
That's true.
I'm not saying she can't eat. I'm saying that you can eat.
Called her a fat oaf.
I called the other guy fat oaf.
No, you called her a fat oaf. I said that she... And I made a memory of that in my head because I've never heard a woman called an oaf before. That's usually a man insult. I made a note in my head.
She looked like a man.
Oh my god.
Will, cut back to Ezra saying fat oaf for proof.
For the Ahsoka sets. And this fat oaf, I asked her, do you have the Back to the Future set?
There it is.
It's at the mall right now. I can go. She didn't check because it's right there. I see it on the website.
Also, whether or not you called her a fat oaf, you did do kind of like a Jabba the Hutt voice when you spoke for her.
I did.
What are we talking about?
I did. I have multiple. Okay, there's a Toys R Us story that involves Lego as well. I fucking hate these new minifigure boxes. By the way. I fucking hate
I didn't
them.
Get a really finished.
not a story, but a
I didn't,
sentence.
I didn't really get a...
What?
In my local Walmart, there were a couple of them on the wall, in the boxes. Every single one was opened.
Good.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, and I looked inside, I thought, hey, there they all are if I want one. I didn't end up getting one, because...
I went to a Target in New Jersey, and I found one, only one, and I opened it. It was Hawkeye. It wasn't even worth stealing. I was just like, fuck off. I want Wolverine, or I want Moon Knight. I don't care about the other two.
I haven't seen any of them, not even in the wild, or like at a special store or anything.
You know why? They have them behind the counter now.
They do, because people do just open them. And I don't blame them.
They are behind the counter.
Oh, I thought you were implying like a heist thing, like how the mob, it was involved with the Monopoly, McDonald's Monopoly heist in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
McMillions, baby.
Look it up.
McMillions.
The mob stole all the big prizes from McDonald's Monopoly.
Also, is the term robbed... Is it about a guy? I think it's about a cowboy named Rob who used to steal things. Is that wrong?
Well, there's a robbery. I assume it comes from robbery.
Yeah. Like robbery, like Robert. Like Robert robbed, or Robert stole a bunch of stuff, so it's called a robbery now.
Meet someone whose name is Rob, and their last name starts with an E, then their name could be Robert E.
Yeah, also, here's a...
No, Ezra's right.
Yeah.
From Middle English, robbery... from Old French, robberie, from the verb robber, or to steal, to pillage, plus IE, ultimately from unattested Frankish rabon, synchronically and analyzable as rob plus erie, compare Dutch roverige, robbery, Norwegian bokmal roveri, robbery, or German robberie.
Okay, what? What's the point?
What the hell were we talking about?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah, that Shadow the Hedgehog set. I saw that. It's gonna be like $20 in Canada. I'm going to pick that up day fucking one.
I don't really care. I used to like Sonic, not like as a child, but I've grown out of that. So I don't care for...
No, I don't think you liked Sonic. I think you liked Rouge. Am I wrong?
I think you liked somebody else in that franchise, Will.
I did used to have a crush on Rouge the Bat.
You
didn't just
have a crush. You shot a rope of cum on your phone looking at her.
I never said that.
You were shooting rope.
You did.
You weren't supposed to know about that.
I made up the tribute, but you definitely told us that you've been shooting ropes. Shooting loads.
We call it...
in the meat musket.
We call it nerd rope.
We call it nerd Will's nerd rope because it's chunky.
Here's a fun fact about Will. Okay, Rouge the Bat was actually Will's first woman of the night that was acquired by Will.
It got him off.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a little fun fact about Will.
I cut out. I missed most of that.
You'll hear it. You'll hear it in post. Nothing but good things. Nothing but good things.
Okay. Cut to the ads.
Funding for this podcast has been provided by
Beef Shawarma Recipe. You're going to want to mix up some plain yogurt, minced garlic, coriander, cumin, cardamom, chili powder, vinegar, onion powder, smoked paprika, and salt and pepper. Make sure to tenderize your beef and maybe some lamb if you're feeling up to it. Mix it up with your marinade in a big Ziploc bag, add some lemon juice and olive oil, and let that shit marinate for at least 3 hours, but it's probably best to leave it overnight. When that's done, put some clarified butter in a super hot pan and add your meat. Make sure it's not too overcrowded and keep it moving until it's nice and juicy. Get a giant piece of pita bread and slather on some hummus before putting a generous amount of your meat. Top it with sliced onions, parsley, chopped tomatoes, and cucumber. Other common toppings include lettuce, pickled turnips, pickles, and garlic sauce. Also hot sauce if you want it to have a bit of a kick. Wrap up the shawarma as tightly as you can and enjoy. Best served with a side of fries or a salad. Yum yum.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And unfortunately, those are the only two news topics we could talk about, or three news topics we can talk about.
I have big news.
Okay.
I have a lot of news.
Okay. We can't just do another news episode. I have a themed planned game we're going to play.
Okay. I get one topic.
Okay.
One topic.
Okay. That's fine.
Liam's topic. Does Will get a topic?
Will has had three topics.
Okay.
Well, Will thought that we would have more time to talk about news.
Well,
no,
we don't.
My news is And this is one of Liam's favorite themes. Some new Minecraft stuff. Lots of good stuff. More mob houses, which I'm not crazy on, but we got a camel.
Yeah, fuck the mob houses.
Camel is new. Got some new mob colors. Lots of new skins. Good stuff. I mean, good shit.
Sweet.
Okay.
Awesome.
My thing is, though, I feel like we took so long in between episodes, and now there's so much news that we have to talk about.
He's got something planned.
Okay, how about Liam and I don't say anything, and Will, you do a rapid-fire little news spit reel. You have...
I'll rapid-fire it.
You have 1 minute.
Can you give me 1:30? Can I bargain for 1:30?
Yes, but if I give you 1:30, you have to, in the edit, you have to come up with a little ditty or a little song you can do before, like, it's Will's time, or something like that.
Okay.
Real time.
Can you count me down?
Yeah, so 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, Bricklink was recently hacked. I don't know what happened with that, but apparently Bricklink was hacked as a website. I don't know what came of it. There's that going to be true. a Mario set. Liam, shut up.
I know what you're going to do. You're going to say a bunch of, like, things that you heard. You're going to read a bunch of fucking thumbnails that you've seen, and you're going to
I'm pausing the timer. Liam, you get a red flag. This is a red flag.
No, you know
this is a red flag. You disobeyed the game. Will gets his time to talk. Will, you can restart.
Our Liam, fucking fans are going to be like, what happened to Bricklink? And Will has no idea, but I know.
No, stop. No, we'll continue. 3, 2, 1, go.
They're making a Mario set based on Bowser's car. Looks cute. Chinese New Year set. Another one. Again. Chinese New Year. Whatever. Will got two sets recently. The Mandalorian Mini Naboo Starfighter, which came with Mando and Grogu. It's cute. I also got the Batman poly bag where he's standing with the gargoyle. That one's also kind of cute. The Dune set got officially announced. The minifigures look sick, and the Dragonfly build is kind of swag. There's a Galileo set, who gives a shit, and there's also the Avengers Tower. Big L for the set for not giving us a Stan Lee figure, but giving us a Kevin Feige. Other than that, the figures are really cute, and the build is pretty solid. You know what? It's not too bad. Just too good. Fucking loved it. Also, happy episode 22. Shout out to Taylor Swift. Thank you.
Fuck Stanley.
Second of all, with the Dune ship, I just want to say, I love that set. I'm going to get that set day one.
It's well made.
I just wish that it didn't have the exposed red pieces. I don't like the exposed red. It really is a standout feature that I don't like.
Damn, the only thing that we're not exposing is Ezra these days.
Yeah, I haven't done anything wrong.
Well.
Except, I've done things wrong.
Yeah, you've...
Anyway.
We don't need to get into it, but...
Anyway, to the main part of our show, I'm bringing it back. It's the LEGO Ezra quiz game show.
The LEGO Ezra Bowl.
It's the LEGO Ezra Bowl. Our contestants are back. We have the champion from last game, Liam.
Woo!
Hello.
Liam comes from all the way from Canada. Liam, I've heard that you are really good at making cookies. What is your favorite type of cookie to make?
My favorite cookie to eat is oatmeal or peanut butter.
That is awesome. And?
Everything is awesome.
Yeah,
since it's a Lego.
I like this guy. Anyway, we have Will. Will is from Canada as well. Will, how does it feel with the passing of your father? How does that affect your mental health recently?
Oh, well, it's been brutal. It's been really hard to get out of bed. But the only thing that was getting me out of bed this morning was my alarm that said, go on down to the LEGO Ezra Bowl.
Yep. And you're here.
Here I am.
Hopefully you can win against the reigning champion, Liam.
I'm about to...
Liam has one win.
Let's hope.
I'm about to smoke an Ezra Bowl.
So, no. Because Liam won last game, Will, pick heads or tails, and that determines who goes first this game.
Tails never fails.
Okay, I'm flipping
I want to be tails because it has an animal on it.
Well, no, you're actually heads.
Well, I picked first.
It's actually your heads, and it. I flipped the coin. It is heads. Liam answers the question first.
Fucking hell.
Yes.
Liam, you're a Lego snob. Which is the Lego set with the most pieces? The Millennium Falcon, the Big Ben, Ninjago City, or Apocalypseburg?
It's the Millennium Falcon.
Liam says the Millennium Falcon. All right, I'm locking that in.
Lock it in.
Lock it in, chumpa!
Will?
Play a locking in sound effect. I thought it was the Eiffel Tower.
So your guess is the Eiffel
Tower? That's not my final guess. What were the other three options I could pick from?
Big Ben, Ninjago City, Apocalypseburg, so Eiffel Tower wasn't even on
there. Oh.
I thought it was as well. This might be an outdated quiz.
It might be outdated.
It's out of date, so.
It's probably the Millennium Falcon, but I'm going to guess Ninjago City.
All right, I'm not going to tell you who got that one right. I'm just going to move on. Next question.
Does Will not get to answer the next question first?
Will, you get to answer the next question first.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's only two possible choices, so...
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which was the first minifigure ever created? The police officer or gold C-3PO?
That's not even... They didn't even try.
You know what? I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say it was the policeman.
Okay, and Liam?
Well, I mean, go big or go home. Of course they would start with gold C-3PO. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They'd start with the gold C-3PO as opposed to the, like, plasticky, opaque C-3PO.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Okay. Back to Liam.
Almost the old boys.
Liam, which is the most expensive Lego set in the world? Is it 10179 Ultimate Collector's Millennium Falcon? Is it the Grand Carousel? Is it H.C. Anderson's Clumsy Hans Exclusive 2015 Edition? Or is it the Death Star?
What the fuck was that last one?
The Death Star.
No, I have no idea. I kind of want to guess that one just because it sounds exclusive, so I'll guess that one.
The Death Star or the 2015 exclusive?
You're guessing the Death Star?
The Hans Anderson Fun Time exclusive.
All right, and
the Hans Anderson Fun Pack.
And Will?
Millennium Falcon. I mean, yeah.
All right.
Let's stick with it.
All righty. This is a pretty close game. Okay, Will goes first. Which Lego set has the most amount of minifigures, Will? Is it Lego City, Fun in the Park, Death Star, or Lego City, Fun at the Beach?
You know, that is very tough because...
You have no idea what those
Star
are.
Star Wars has characters with names, whereas Lego City, both sets have unnamed characters. So I'm going to assume the named characters get more figures, thus leading my pick to be Death Star again. We're staying on a Star Wars kick, baby.
All right, and Liam?
Well, although I normally don't have luck when it comes to having fun in the park, charges, I'm going to actually guess fun in the park.
All right, so that was the Lego set portion of the game. So I'll tell you right now, you both are tied.
Wow.
Down the middle.
Wow.
Will you tell us what the answers are yet, or is that an end thing?
Yeah, so Liam got the first one right.
Yeah.
It was the biggest set was the Millennium Falcon. Number two was police officer. Number three was the most expensive Lego set in the world was that 2015 exclusive, and you were right with the Death Star. Well,
okay.
No wrong answers so far.
Cool. So we can basically scrap...
No wrong answers.
We can basically scrap that entire segment. It's almost like we're at a clean slate now.
You are a clean slate, but here is the hard portion. This is the hard portion of the game. This is based on Ninjago.
Oh.
So, good luck, guys.
Okay.
I don't know about Ninjago.
Liam... Where was the Monastery of Spinjitzu? Was it the Dark Island, the Forest of Tranquility, the Floating Ruins, or the Mountains of Impossible Height?
The Temple of Spinjitzu?
That wasn't an answer.
I where, what is where? You said...
Where was the monastery of Spinjitzu?
Oh.
Was it the Dark Island, the Forest of Tranquility, the Floating Ruins, or the Mountains of Impossible Heights, dude? Come on.
Well, I'm going to go with Mountains of Impossible Heights.
All right, and Liam?
And Will, you mean?
Mike.
And Will?
Mike. I'm saying the Forest of Tranquility.
Okay. Right.
That's an interesting pick. Well,
interesting.
Very, very interesting. Will, you go first with this one. Which ninja wears a blue outfit?
Oh.
Is it Cole, Kai, Jay, or Zane?
Okay. I think I know this one because I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on this. Lloyd is green. Cole is black, like Cole. I don't remember the rest of the names. I'm going to guess Jay.
Okay, that's your answer.
Yes.
I'll lock that in.
Lock it in.
Liam, I will allow you to steal that answer if you can tell me who voiced Jay in the Lego Ninjago movie.
Crap, it's a bunch of celebrities. It's that. It's the fat guy with the curly hair. Him. What's his name?
Josh Gad?
It's Josh Gad.
I was thinking Josh Gad.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. It's Kumail Nanjiani. Will locks that answer in. Liam, your next guess. Is it Cole, Kai, or Zane?
Zane, obviously.
All right.
Not obvious.
Liam, what's the name?
Because it's wrong.
What's the name of the singing group Cole's dad is a part of? Is it the Fossils Blacksmiths, the Soils Blacksmiths, the Royal Blacksmiths, or the Loyal Blacksmiths?
Royal Blacksmiths?
I wouldn't have guessed that.
This is literally the Monty Python bit. Like, Will gets the easiest answer, and I'm sandwiched between the impossible shit.
And Will?
You know, I was going to say Royal Blacksmiths originally because I thought that sounded the most like an actual band name. But I'm going to say the Loyal Blacksmiths with an L.
Josh Gad is not even in the Ninjago movie.
Yeah.
Well, I could have sworn he was.
I know. Well, what is the name of Lloyd's mother? Is it Naya, Skylar, Misako, or Delara?
Delora.
Will, I fucked Ted.
What's the clip where he's like freaking out in the crawl space?
From the episode titled Crawl Space.
Walt, please! Please! Please!
That is from the episode titled Crawl Space.
I gave our money to Ted.
I fucked Brian.
Walt? I fucked Cole from Ninjago.
I fucked Walter Jr.
Oh, no! Oh, I love Breaking Bad.
I fucked Flynn.
Ted Beneke's not an option.
No.
Okay.
Jay is the blue one.
I want to say Skylar for the Breaking Bad meme, and I'm actually... No, I'm going to guess... What was the third name? It started with an M.
McDougal. Micaiah. McDougal.
McDougal? I'll guess McDougal.
All right.
McDonald.
Okay. So actually, I'm gonna scratch that question because I got rid of the answer for that one. So we're moving on to the third part of our segment, which is just a sort of...
I had to answer two questions, and I had to answer one.
Hey, Google, stop. Sorry, my little robot went off. Sorry about that. I don't know if you could hear that.
Liam, in the 2014 Lego movie, who voices Vitruvius, a blind and elderly wizard like Master Builder?
You bastard.
What are the options?
You don't get options for this one.
There are options there.
No, there's not.
It's a multiple choice.
No, I got into another website.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Morgan Freeman.
Fuck!
Okay.
Well,
so...
Don't say my last name.
I am Morgan Freeman.
Well, what 47-year-old...
Come into my bedroom, Will.
Well, stop! Well, which 47-year-old said in 2022... I still sit there.
He yelled at me like a dog.
Which 47-year-old said in 2022, I still sit there, on my own actually, until 2, 3, 4 in the morning, doing Lego, because actually it relaxes me.
Wow.
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 Whoa. I don't know. I don't know. Jennifer Lawrence.
All right.
Liam got a question I knew. I feel like you're turning this... Like, I was...
That is wrong.
I was liking it when I was winning.
You're still winning because you had to answer... I had to answer two bullshit Ninjago questions. You got an easy one, and your other one was canceled for some reason. Because Ezra refreshed the page.
I do. That's true. Liam, I'll give you a hint. Because Will said Jennifer Lawrence, or whatever you said. Which is wrong. It's a male.
Okay.
So why does Liam get a hint?
Soccer player.
Why does Liam get a hint?
He's a...
What did he do?
He's a male, he's a soccer player, and he's very popular. He's like the most followed human being on Instagram.
I know who this is, internet. But I have to remember his name.
That's why I gave you the hint.
You motherfucker, I know who it is. I know him now. You gave Liam a hint, and I would have gotten the question right.
I know.
If I had that hint.
You didn't get the hint.
This is how the Ezra Lego
boy. You can't be like, oh, I would have guessed this. You wouldn't have guessed it without the hint.
You said Jennifer Lawrence. That's,
she's not a soccer player.
I didn't know she was. I didn't know it was a soccer player.
Who is the fucking main?
I think I told you
Beckham.
That.
David Beckham.
Charles Beckham.
David Beckham.
David Beckham is the correct answer.
It was Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, you would have got it wrong anyway.
No, Cristiano. He's the most followed person on the internet.
I've never even heard of him. So,
Will, shut the fuck up. You just lost yourself a point.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. What the fuck?
Oh, is it called the Will Lego Bowl? Is it called the Will Lego Bowl?
Who's the Jeopardy guy?
Who's the Jeopardy guy, Will?
Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek. You know, you ever see that shit where Alex Trebek is like, hey, will you go on a date with me? No, you're gross. Minus 10 points. He does that shit all the time. He's allowed to.
He does do all that shit.
Well, he doesn't anymore.
He is allowed
to. He was fired for that.
He's
dead
he
now. Died.
He was
killed.
Dead.
All right.
Assassinated.
Rest in peace.
All right, so here is for Liam.
What about Tom Bergeron?
Liam, which successful product was first produced in 1978 with over 4 billion produced as of 2022?
What the fuck?
There's no options?
No, it's just what, like what Lego trivia.
What
Lego
product
trivia.
Does that mean? Like an aspect of Lego? Is it the is the answer minifigure or is it a specific product? Like, as in,
is the answer just Lego?
It could be.
I can't help you with that.
Is it just the brick? Is it Lego space? Is that's too vague?
Well, you have to.
What
you have
product?
That's just what I'm getting asked. Okay, that's just
78.
What product?
I'm gonna guess the minifigure.
That is correct.
Really?
What the fuck?
That was a fucking.
That is correct.
Leap of faith. That was a.
What the fuck?
Well, as we land on our final question, just for you, because we're gonna go into final Lego Ezra Bowl question time, and then you can kind of wager your points and stuff like that. Will. The Firehouse Headquarters playset, released in early 2016, is the second official LEGO product relating to what?
Ghostbusters.
That is incorrect.
That's not true. That's not true. What is it then? What is it?
I was looking for Ghostbusters, Will.
I heard Coastbusters. He said Coastbusters.
I said Ghostbusters. What do you think I said?
I heard Coastbusters, like Baywatch.
Yeah,
But busting makes them feel good.
This is a children's...
Will, this is a children's program. Why are you talking about jacking off masturbation?
That's the Ghostbusters catchphrase.
You're talking about shooting ropes. You're talking about shooting fresh ropes again.
I'm just kidding, Will. You said Ghostbusters and you get the point.
Yay. Thank you, baby.
So, right now, Liam, you have 6 points.
Ooh.
Compared to Will's 4.
That's because he got fucking... Was David Beckham the right answer?
Yeah, David Beckham was the right answer.
Okay, well, Ezra's hint was incorrect then, but...
You know I'm related to him.
So how many points do you... So please individually message me how many points you want to wager.
Okay.
So, Will, you have 4 points. Liam, you have 6 points to wager.
I'm going to text them to you.
Okay. All right. Wait, Will, you can't do that.
What can't do what?
You sent me the wrong amount of points.
What did I send you?
You can't wager more than you have.
I sent you 5.
Yes, and you have 4 points.
Yeah, but if I wager all my points, then that means I'm only going to get 8 points. What if Liam wagers all his points? Then he's going to get 12.
Well, that's the whole part of the game, Will.
Well,
Liam may play it safe. Okay, there we go.
Bitch-ass motherfucker.
All right. So, here we go. So, this is the question for the Lego Ezra Bowl.
Wait, who is it? Who's the question for?
Both of you. You both are going to individually message me.
Oh, this is like the final Jeopardy.
Yes, this is the final Jeopardy.
We'll play some Jeopardy music.
Here's the final question. oh shit, this is actually hard. Hold on.
Didn't even have the final question ready, did he?
Okay. Originally introduced in 1977, but renamed in 1982, which set allows you to create more advanced, complex models with interlocking plastic rods, cogs, and parts? You guys have 30 seconds.
Hold on. Can you? Is it a buzz-in thing?
No, you both text it to me.
And whoever gets it first?
No, like if you both get it, you both get the points. If and so on and so forth.
I already handed mine in, so...
Will did actually hand it in. And I'm just waiting on Liam.
Don't worry, we have the Jeopardy music to keep us company.
I sent it to you. It's in your fucking DMs.
It's not in my DMs. You did. Oh, you did send me it in my DMs. All right, and we're back. Will answered Lego Technic. Which is the correct answer? Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, which is the right answer? And he wagered 4 points, which brings it his total up to 8. Liam also answered Lego Technic. Liam wagered 1 point.
No, I didn't.
Bringing your score to 7.
Look again.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't.
You edited the picture. You edited it.
It wasn't. It's because I made a typo. You can't. But...
I wrote it down. I have a piece of paper. I wrote it down. I saw it. You lost. Will, you are our new Lego Ezra Bowl champion.
Yeah. Celebration time. Come on.
So now that you've won, you finally won something. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go with play with Pogs. Want to come?
No. All right, that's Lego Ezra Bowl.
That's the Lego Ezra Bowl, too.
Can I say, what a disappointment.
What do you mean?
Where were the hotlines, the challenges? What was it you called it last time?
Landlines, lifelines.
I forget what I called it last
time. No halftime show.
You had these special like things.
What did I call it last time?
Probably lifelines.
Yeah, I know, but we... We only had half an episode, so I had to kind of fix
it. Oh, I'm not happy, mainly because I lost.
Up to be half an episode worth.
Yeah.
That's okay. There's always... Now, both of you have won one. You're going into the Champions Cup. That's the next time we'll be doing this.
So you're telling me if Liam won this one, then it would just be the end of it?
Yeah.
It would be over? It'd be like, Liam's the most smartest?
About Lego stuff, yeah. But now that you won, we get to continue.
And then in the credits of this episode, it says the Lego Ezra Bowl will return.
Will return, yeah. But that's our episode today, folks.
That's our episode.
That's all.
Dude, we didn't put any pictures in this episode. It was a fun episode, but I...
Here's a picture of...
What's in the...
Marge and Bart.
Ay, caramba.
All right. We'll see you on the next episode of Bricked Up. We'll see you next time. Remember to subscribe.
This has been Bricked Up.
Subscribe on all your listening platforms. Like the video if you watch the video.
Finally, I can fucking...